Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than
important verse.
We are dear who here pa.
If your Bible is for you and you didn't borrow your Bible
near o dear, no
if you borrowed it, don't mind me.
Say,
but if it's for you,
wow dear dear, ube to me the na
underline it.
O the we at was here.
It's a very important
verse.
The scripture says,
stress them say,
for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Then in 37
he says,
or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Ama onono kra.
So there are two questions.
I said, Jesus is asking.
One, he says that, what shall it profit a man?
Well, say, and for
if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul.
Then
there's a second question. What shall it profit a man? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Now,
money
sika
is a medium of exchange.
Hey,
according to what the economists say, money is a medium of exchange. The economists, am I right? Money is a medium of what?
What is the sanioma?
Is it correct?
What is the sanioma?
So, you give me this money, I collect this thing from you.
Mami,
which means that what I'm collecting from you is equal to the money I'm giving you. The two are at par. But let's start from the first question. The Bible, Jesus is saying that if you gain the whole world and you lose your soul, what profit is there?
In other
words, what he's saying is there is no profit. As we travel, one of the things we notice that in many places as we went, most of the homes have sitting room furniture. Most of the time is leather.
In
most homes that we went to, there's a very big flat screen.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people work so that they can buy some of these things. But the amazing thing is that as they grow, nobody has time to sit in a chair. And nobody has time to watch the
TV.
So they are just there. In fact, a lot of places we have houses there. I went to visit one of my and I'll call her auntie. She's a cousin.
Yeah.
So she asked me a question.
He said,
oh, so my father's house, who is staying at?
Or say, what you feel, why not?
I said, my brother is in the house. Then I started thinking about my
answer.
Because it's a very big house. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are about at least seven or more bedrooms.
Yeah,
the truth is that there's nobody to be done. And then a lady that we asked to stay in our place.
And now, baby, oh yes, I'm on
a lot of people struggle and fight.
Pina
to get many things
they
buy and put down. And later, even their children won't come. Some people have houses here. Their children are staying abroad. They won't come. They won't come tomorrow. So a lot of places in Accra, people have turned their houses to Airbnb.
Please,
if you don't know what it is, don't worry. They turned it into more or less like a guest house. Because there is nobody staying there. So what it means is that all the work and the things you put into that thing is more or less like a waste. No, it's good you have it. But you see, Jesus is redirecting our focus to what is important in God's eyes.
See,
some of you are not responding because you are not following me. Yes. So he asked a second question. Now what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So that if I call Selassie,
come.
And this is Selassie's soul. This is his spirit, his soul, and his body. But imagine it was only his soul. And I say I'm selling this soul. How much will you give me and collect? Can anybody give
it?
How much? Let's bargain for his soul. He's a handsome young man. He has beard. His stomach is flat. It's not like mine. It's flat. Yes, he's a handsome young man. And he's looking cool.
Oh, cool.
Who wants to buy? How much will you give?
Sign out, Obama.
How much?
Obama saying, yes.
You see, even if you call, what was the thing we used to say some years ago? $10 billion. You know why? You can't even buy just him. Because this soul is more valuable than the money you can offer. Please take your seat. A human being's value. Money cannot be compared to the value of a human. Did you get that? That means that you cannot be sold for any amount of money. Even your eyeball alone is too precious. That if we want to sell it, we can't get it. No, there is nobody who can offer anything. That will be equal to the value of only your eyeball. Today we hear a lot of people traveling to some of these places.
And it is any baby net to
hearsay.
Some of
these places like this Saudi Arabia. They need some house help. You go, they will catch you somewhere, lock you up. Then they will start harvesting your organs.
Yes,
those of you like going anywhere. You like anywhere apart from Ghana. Anywhere. Even when they, I don't want to mention any name for anybody to think that I'm thinking about him. So imagine there was a country called Kojokois. Kojokois. What is it? It's in nothing. Afghanistan. It's better than Ghana. Everything is better than Ghana. Meanwhile, all the people in West Africa want to come to Ghana.
And so
Gambians want to come to Ghana. Sierra Leoneans want to come to Ghana. Those in Liberia want to come to Ghana. They see us as very high people. But we look down. We like every country apart from Ghana. May you learn to appreciate what you have. So the key thing we want to learn from the words of Jesus is that his soul is so precious that nothing can be given in exchange for a soul. Did you get that? If you got it, let's give a clap of praise to God. Now, my second point. That is why in heaven, before God, if you can win a soul to Jesus, it is the most rewarding thing that heaven will reward you. In fact, it is the most precious thing you can do before God. You see, people say, give to orphans.
There's
nothing wrong with that. Give to widows.
But do you know that
the thing that carries the most value in the whole of heaven is when you bring a soul to Jesus. So pastor, why are you talking? I'm talking from Luke chapter 15. Verse 7, verse 10, verse 32. The Bible says, when a sinner repents, the whole of heaven, the angels in heaven, everybody in heaven, takes time to do praise like we did praise, to rejoice. Because the soul, the value of a soul is so precious that when a soul is won to Christ, as far as heaven is concerned, it is the greatest thing. In Luke 15:7, Jesus is speaking again. He said, I say unto you that likewise, someone who had lost his sheep, out of 90, out of 100, he lost one. Stopped whatever he was doing. He went to look for his lost sheep. And when he found the sheep, he carried the sheep on his neck. And he was rejoicing. And Jesus said, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner. One sinner that repents. So I want to ask you a question. From the day you were born till now that we are talking, how many times have you made heaven rejoice?
Because
if you have won a soul before in your life, you have made the whole of heaven rejoice. If you have not won a soul, you are a source of sorrow and sadness to heaven. That is true. That you have been born again 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and there is nobody you can point to
that says,
I shared the gospel with him. He gave his life to Christ. He is now in church.
He's serving God.
You can't point to one. You are not making heaven happy. You are making heaven sad. One soul. If you put all the money in this world together, it still can buy one. Are you here or you have gone? Go to verse 10. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. 2 days ago, somebody sent me a WhatsApp. He was passing by where I used to work in
Tema Komtitu.
There's a pharmacy there. I don't want to mention. I used to work there. So this friend of mine was passing there, and he saw the place. So he took a picture and sent it to me by WhatsApp. So, Pastor Reg, I just passed by the
pharmacy.
Then I said, yeah, I remember. The owner of the pharmacy, his son, I went to primary school with him.
One in the core primary school.
In class 6, we used to sit together.
I said, class 6, no, in our team, baby,
was a very naughty boy.
No, you are clubbing.
You understand the word naughty.
Yes,
he was a very naughty boy. Onu was starting my panel.
He started in class six. Started chasing girls and ladies in class six.
Class six. He's the one who told me that. When you're sitting by a lady,
also to a banchan,
put your hand on her thigh.
Class six.
I'm telling you, class six. Class so six. This friend of mine.
Hey, what your bank account said to Nestresso?
Let's leave that one.
Even not to change. If you born in.
When I went back to work there, as yeah, Jah.
Eko ye yuma wohose duye nino.
I shared the gospel.
Yeah, Jah, nene kansempano.
Share the gospel.
One day can send panel.
One day I sat in, I pulled the chair.
That ruby, yeah, Jah, kuya kuya.
And I sat him down.
And on anything
I said, I fixed my eyeball to.
And on Oshere anywhere
move. I said you have to give your.
Or say Chasa odo humera di Jesus Christ.
How can you be working in a place for 10 years?
Why you ma obi?
And you have never shared the gospel with anybody.
Unu obi an can send panel da.
How?
In fear do obi an can send panel da.
Have never shared the gospel.
When
they crack stupid jokes, you laugh.
Yeah, can your ma M Sem Fata Usri.
But you have never shared the gospel. Daddy, me, I don't know how to share the gospel.
So daddy, me name
there is no formula for sharing the gospel. When I sat here, I said, I shared the gospel with him. I said, you have to give your life.
So
today, you see. In answering this person's WhatsApp that he sent to me,
and then if I can know you in the WhatsApp,
that,
no.
I thank God for that place of work.
Was me there, and they are saying,
if for nothing at all, through me. This and person came to know Jesus. And he's still serving God till today. Come on, give a clap offering to the Lord. Yes, he's still serving God till today. What makes me happy is that when I look at his status, it's always about God. When I call him, it's about Jesus. When I call him, he's
been,
At least I've made heaven happy. Angels have rejoiced.
Above where the Erusie.
Because I brought one person to Christ. How many have you brought to Christ? In this month, this is our focus. Throughout our travel. First, we're put in a very powerful hotel.
What do you want to hotel be at to me woman crying?
Mami, hotel or no hotel, we will share the word.
Hotel or hotel ni obeka nsempano.
The one who came to carry our luggage.
Ipakro obefa on your mano.
I asked him.
Ubisan said,
have you given your life to
Jesus? Odo huwa meradi Yesu Christo.
So I go to church.
I said,
have you given your life
to Jesus? Odo huwa ma Yesu Christo ana.
You see how they, and they start
family.
I've been water baptized. I've been, I'm talking about Jesus coming to live.
Say in yes,
we shared the gospel with what? The one who served us food. I was thinking of sharing before I realized mommy had jumped ahead of me.
Share
the gospel with the man. He said he is born again. The waiter who served us the food. He said, I am born again.
I can't tell.
I said,
wow.
We're taking to some Airbnb. Then later when somewhere we share
that you know
everywhere you go.
Maybe
you must talk about Jesus. And we don't talk about Jesus because we are pastors.
And yes,
we
talk about
Jesus because we love him. He lives in us. And he has commanded us to reach out to others. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Is somebody being blessed? You know, as we share about these things, when people are sitting down listening to, they squirm. Because truly in their lives, they've not shared the gospel. But you have a WhatsApp page. You have Instagram account. You are on TikTok. Why can't you share the gospel on any of
these?
What prevents you from saying that Jesus is Lord? Give your life to him on your WhatsApp status. Why? Why can't you do that? I'm not saying that is the way of sharing the gospel. It's part of the ways. At least. Yes.
The body rule.
But on your this thing.
Name WhatsApp.
When they start, then you hear somebody laughing. You know those things that they program. There's some laughter. Be when you put the thing on. Then somebody is about to some comedian from wherever. Those are the people who are laughing on your status.
That's
all. I'm not against it.
Add
the gospel. Tell somebody, add Jesus. Let him be seen on your WhatsApp. Let him be seen on your Instagram account. Let him be seen on your TikTok. So I'm a believer. But I belong to the secret service. There is no secret service. Can somebody say an amen? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So the most listen to what Paul said. I'm about to end my message. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's read it.
Yen
from the verse 12 to the verse 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 12 to 15. Let's do that quickly. Paul said, he in his preaching and in his life, he has laid a certain foundation. That foundation is Jesus. Then he's telling us believers
that
there are many things you can do in your whole life to build on that foundation. You see, because when we believers go to heaven, we are going for rewards. That's why when you give your life to Christ, God left you here.
Otherwise,
you should have died and gone to heaven.
Yes, I was saying,
but he left us here. Now, he says that if any man builds upon this foundation, so listen carefully. You can build gold, silver, precious stones, or you can build with wood, with hay, and with stubble. So there are two categories. Gold, silver, precious stone.
Or wood, hay, and stubble.
Let's continue. Every man's work before Jesus shall be made manifest. What does it mean? For the day shall declare, because it shall be revealed by fire. And he says the fire shall try everybody's way. Which means that when we stand before Jesus, everything we have done from the day we give our lives to Christ
till
the day we are standing before the Lord, he has a way of putting it all together. And then as we present it to him, that thing that we present to him, fire will be passed through it. It's not ordinary fire. It's fire.
Yes,
to be passed through it. Now, he says some of the things, they are wood, they are hay, and they are stubble. Those ones, when fire, you yourself, you know, when you pass fire through wood, it will burn. Hey, it will burn. Stubble, it will burn. But he's also telling us that somebody's work too can be gold, silver, or precious stone. And you and I know that that kind of work, when you pass fire, it doesn't do anything to fire doesn't do anything to gold. At best, or rather at worst, it will purify. Which means that if you and I focus on touching people's
lives,
bringing people to
Jesus,
talking to people about Jesus, letting them follow you to church, sharing the gospel with them, getting sinners to repent. If we focus on that, because it is the highest, is the thing that has the highest reward in the kingdom of God. That is the work that is likened to gold, silver, and precious stones. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I said, praise God.
Hallelujah.
So if I want to have maximum reward before God, how many of you, where you work, if they give you more salary, you'll be very happy. Yes. Maybe you are being paid
Fani say
10,000. Imagine I had a word from the Lord that your salary is going up by 50%. How many of you say amen to that? We all like more salary. I'm showing you how you can get more reward in heaven. So I expected you to say amen to what I'm saying also.
Yes.
Because the way to get more reward in heaven
is to win
more souls. Share the gospel with people. You see, when I talk about share the gospel, I'm not saying you should go to Namibia and go and share. You have friends. Everybody has friends. Yes. You have friends. You know them, they know you. And everybody has friends who are not born again. Yes, everybody has friends who are not born again. Even me, I have many friends who are not born
again.
So you want more reward.
Tell
somebody, win more souls. Your whole Christian life, you have not brought even one person to Jesus. This month, I'm believing God. This month, that you too, you can bring somebody to church. Pastor, I brought this one. He has repented. And he's standing in the church. Where did your amen go?
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
So, Paul is telling us.
Small for Paul,
you want big reward in heaven.
Yeah, Papa, somebody can see us through.
Work at it.
Yeah, where you ma? A crown where you ma? She a crown me ready.
Let people give their lives to Christ.
My nipam fan home my ready is Christ.
Climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the Word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible believing church where you can hear the Word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
SC Poetry Ventures,
and Tiger's Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Cromwell and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed.
Do you need any surgical instrument, theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. Esi Boche Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmo manometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers and so much more. Call or WhatsApp Esi Boche Ventures on 0246-323260, 0246-323260 or 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. SC Poetry Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yinam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter, at GPM _2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 02420329 97. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.